super high on this team. Saturday night wasn't, you know, the outcome we wanted, but we went in there. I thought we played well with what we had. We were banged up. It was no secret. You know, once we started the game, we were without our starting goalie, our top forward, and one of our top D. But the guys that had the opportunity to play hopped in and did a good job. Started a younger goaltender, Kale Witt, who did a good job going into Helena, playing pretty well. Yeah, no, Easton Kennedy scored twice. We were fine. You know, we were not too worried about it. Like I said, just, you know, based on playing some younger guys and being smart with injuries, it was a good measuring stick, and it definitely gave us some confidence going forward. You know, every night's hard out here. You know, getting away from home here and going on the road, we're kind of looking forward to a new challenge this weekend. No, we should be healthy this week for the first time moving forward. So, you know, it's kind of nice to have just a one-game weekend and get some guys some rest. Excited for a rematch. We split with them here at home to open the season. I think they're 6-1, so I think we're their only regulation loss so far. It's going to be good. It's a cool place to go. Another place that packs the rink. You know, their coach has done a nice job early on. Yeah, we haven't had any favors here with the strength of schedule. We've had the top two teams, seems like, every week. So one more weekend here with one of the top teams in the league so far. You know, we got to outwork them. We did acquire a couple of players over the week. So, you know, we're excited about you know, some of the new guys coming in too. So, you know, I think we have 40 games left. It's a long process. And after 2 weeks of the Bighorns, ready to see somebody in a different sweater.